For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jacob Heine from Christ the Rock Lutheran Church in Rockford, Illinois.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours today from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today, for your Word made flesh in Jesus Christ, which guides us and gives us direction each and every day. Lord, as we take time this morning to hear from you, and spend this time being guided by your grace. Lord, may we see, hear, and inwardly digest your word, that it would become part of us, and so that we'd live for you and to your glory each day. In Jesus Christ, amen. When I teach confirmation class, I always love to define our churchy words. They're words we like to use all the time, but sometimes we don't always understand them. I find this even with adults. We throw around our words like justification and redemption and holy, and sometimes we don't even know what we're really talking about. Today in our text from Ephesians chapter 1, we see that as we are reminded in whom we have redemption through his blood, meaning Jesus Christ. I love that word, redemption, because it reminds us of who we are. We have been redeemed. But what does that mean? What does it look like to be redeemed? When I teach this, I always like to show a video of someone going to the grocery store, picking up their groceries, and always talk about a gallon of milk, and bringing it to the counter to the checkout lady. And he sets it down on the counter and looks at her and says, "I would like to redeem this milk," which always gets a good chuckle out of those in the room. But that's really what it means, to be redeemed, to be purchased, to buy something back, to pay to gain something else. And that's what happens in Jesus. He redeems us, not with gold or silver, we're told, but with his precious body and blood. And for this, we owe him our praise and gratitude. And that's what Paul is getting at today in Ephesians. As we look at this text and this whole chapter, this first chapter of the book, we see that time and time again, we're reminded that we are to praise his glorious grace. To praise his glory because of what he has done for us. It's easy sometimes to forget that, to forget what it really means that God laid down his life, that Jesus purchased you, redeemed you, that he bought you, that you are now his, and that our whole life because of that is one that is to praise the glory of God's grace, to praise the splendor of his wondrous love, that all that we do and all that we are is to praise him. This prayer at the beginning of Ephesians reminds us that God has created you and me, not because he owed it to us, but because he loved us, that he sent his son to redeem us, to buy us back from the wages of sin, death, and the devil, that we are no longer our own, but we are his, adopted through the redemption of Jesus Christ, that the Spirit working in us brings us to faith, and gives us that gift of faith so that we can believe that he is with us and we are with him. And so we live to the praise of his glory, thanking him for grace, that wonderful, undeserved merit, favor, gift that he gives to us, not because he owes it to us, but because he loves us, because we are his own, because he has purchased you, redeemed you, made you his own. And so our life, your life, and my life is to praise him, to give him glory, to shout from the rooftops and to proclaim from the mountain peaks what God has done. And so today as we bless God because he has blessed us, we thank God because he has redeemed us, we worship God because he gives it all and is in all for us. And we do this all because he first loved us and laid down his life so that we can have life in his name. In the name of Jesus, be all praise and glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jacob Heine from Christ the Rock Lutheran Church in Rockford, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.